Okay, we're back in 5, 4, 3, 2. All right, well, look, check this out. Before we close out on Word on the Street, here's a little something for all you dads who don't give a damn. If you can't do the time, then damn it, don't do the grind.
Yeah, that's my man.
I thought I had a little boy once, a little kid. And I didn't hide behind no ski mask. Cause y'all know Marty Mart. Yeah, I love the kids.
Yeah, tell them, Mark. Speak to him, speak.
Got a little something for y'all, huh? Check this out. Huh?
Oh, hurry up and put that mask back on. You bringing me down.
This here is Ron. Ron has two kids that he don't support. Ain't that right, Ron? Ron, you know you on my need your ass whoop list. You know that, Ron?
Fuck, Ron. Fuck, Ron.
Oh, I know that. Got a little something else for you over here. Hello. How are you? This here is done. Right, done. Done. Ran out on his wife while she was in the delivery room having triplets. Ain't that right, done? Huh? You need a triplet ass whooping, done?
All up in your head.
All up in there, done. Now, sorry, but sometimes I go off when they hurt the kids.
That's right.
You know, because the kid emotionally is hurt.
Yes.
You know? Well, that's our show for today. We got to get out of here. Did you have a good time?
You know I had a good time. You know I had a good time. I always have a good time on Word on the Street. And that's Word Up. You understand? Yeah.
This is for all the brothers who ain't here tonight.
Well, look. That's our show. That's our show. I'm your host, Martin Payne. We out of here. Get on out. Get on out.
Buford and Diamond on the telephone. I want their best media consultant.
For what?
Oh, I've got plans for Martin. With the right image, his name could be a household word.
Bam, bam. What's up? Tell me what's happening. What'd you think about this show?
Well, I loved it. I loved it, Martin.
Yeah?
Thank you, Bernice.
What's up? What you want to talk to me about?
Well, since I've taken over the station, I've been wanting to make some changes.
Cool. I was thinking the same thing exactly.
Yeah?
All right? Yeah, Bernice can always get another job. A good lumberjack can always find work. They just be up in here.
Martin, I think your show could be a huge hit.
What are you talking about? To my audience, I'm already large.
I know, but you could even be larger. And we could even put you in the biggest studio. And, of course, that would mean more money.
More mucho dineros, huh? Yeah, brother do got bills, brother got bills.
Now, I've called in the best media consulting firm in the city. These people can show you how to change your image and reach a bigger audience.
No, come on, Maria, all right? You don't have to send no consulting firm in here to tell me nothing. I know what I'm doing, okay? I got this locked down.
I agree, but you belong in the big leagues, Martin. And with a little help, Word on the Street can help you reach that level.
Word?
No, Martin. Word on the street.
I said word.
No. Word on the street.
No. I said word. Damn it, I'm with you. Word. Right.
Word. You got it.
That's right. You got it.
Here you go, Tom.
Thanks. Okay. So, Gina, you've been hired as the new consultant on Martin's TV show.
I'm so excited, Tommy. Oh, it's a big account for our firm and a great opportunity for me.
So how does Martin feel about that?
Huh?
Gina, you haven't told Martin that you're going to be working with her?
No, but I wanted to break it to him gently, you know?
That means he has to do what you say? Girl, he's going to hate that.
Can I please throw it in his face?
Congratulations!
Well, all right. Man, y'all make a man feel good coming home to his castle. Tommy, what's happening, bro?
All right.
All right, Beetlejuice. Hey. So, Martin, tell us, man, how's it feel to be officially the star of your own show?
Oh, man, it feels good. It's cool. Oh, except they're going to try to get some consultant, right, to try to come down and tell me how to do my show, baby. Please. I know what I'm doing. I know TV. You know what I mean?
Excuse me. Jeannie, you know a little bit about TV, don't you? Watch this.
Shut up, Pam. Let's eat, baby.
How some bougie tight ass in a suit gonna tell me how to run my show? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Gina, you're a little bougie, aren't you?
Take this, please.
Oh, Martin.
Yeah.
Honey, maybe this TV consultant could give you some good ideas.
Well, I doubt it. No, I doubt that. Please, they don't know nothing about what's real. Girl, please.
Martin, I don't think that's fair. People work very, very hard to do their jobs. I'm sorry, I don't think that's fair at all.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't think it's fair at all either. But you are confusing me. Why are you getting so defensive? All right, I'm just talking about some fake corporate clown.
Because I'm the fake corporate clown, Martin. Your boss hired me, okay?
You?
Small world, isn't it?
Okay, all right, Martin, just stay calm, okay? It may not be that bad, man.
Are you crazy? It's gonna be the best thing that ever happened to me, man.
Huh? What? What do you mean? You're not mad?
Of course not.
Martin, are you serious? You're actually okay with us working together?
Baby ding ding, come on. I love it. You know why, girl? Me and you working side by side, thinking alike. Bonnie and Clyde. Like Ashford and Simpson. Cuban yo-yo. Huh?
I'm so excited you're just excited about this as me.
I'm probably even more excited, baby. Because, see, what this means is I ain't got to change my show at all. You know what? See, because I tell you what I want, you tell Maria, everything's everything. You know what I mean? We got it locked. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's nice, honey, but I've been hired to do a job. I'm going to do it.
Whoa, baby, I wouldn't stand in your way.
Oh.
Nah, I'm here to support you. Oh. And you do what you do, and you do it well.
Oh, that was easier than I thought. Let's eat, baby.
Whoa, who thought it was going to be hard, huh? Got my girl. Woo. Good food, good wine, good friend. Give me a second, Pam. I think of some way to include you. Tommy, would you say the green spoon, baby?
My research is based on several focus groups we did all over the state, and it shows that people want a talk show host who's warm, agreeable, soft-spoken.
What's up? Oh, hey, my bad. Y'all, what y'all in a little meeting or something?
What's... No, it's all right, Martin. You can come on in and sit down. We were just talking about you.
Okay, you sure? Because I don't want to interrupt Miss Waters and her presentation. I know she's handling her business, but let me go on, sit on down, step on around. Go on, Miss Waters, handle your business. Miss Waters, Bonnie and Clyde, dang. Bam, hit it.
Thank you, Martin.
All right.
Now, as I was saying, the people in the northwest part of the state...
Excuse me. Oops. Sorry. Don't... Didn't want to cut you off, baby. Can I see you for a second?
Martin, I'm in the middle of a
Yeah, I know that, but yeah, Maria, you know how I mean, Martin? We work together, so we're not going nowhere. Martin. Excuse me for a second. Come on. Step on. Baby, now check this out. I know you have good ideas, okay? But look, check this out. Here's my list. Okay? Pull my list out on it. I tell you what I want, and you tell Maria it's all gonna be hit, okay? All right, no more interruptions. But you're doing good, girl. All right?
Gina, is everything all right?
No, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Well, as I was saying, most people prefer the host to moderate, not opinionate.
Opinionate? Oh, go ahead, girl. Woo! With the big words. With your big words. Oh, baby, hit her with my list now. That's when you go to the list.
Just a minute, Martin, please.
Oh, but Gina, tell them about the fly girls when we were saying that, how we gonna have them all up in here coming out on the plate. Oh, okay, my bad. I'm in the cut. I'm chilling.
Well, in general, word on the street needs to be revamped from the top to the bottom, starting with the host. People respond to a more conservative-looking host. And if you have any questions, you can just refer to the... reports here. Thank you, Martin. But you can have one, Mr. Payne.
like it.
You like it?
Yes.
Hold up. What's all this? Don't look like nothing I'm used to.
Martin,
don't look like my presentation.
Martin, I'm just doing my job, okay? My research says if you do these things to change your image, your show will appeal to a bigger audience. The numbers don't lie.
Oh, I see what's going on. I never thought it would be you, Gina. Smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place, backstabbers.
Martin, it's not like that.
What you mean it's not like that? Come on. So what are you going to want to do to me next? Give me a flat top and a big ass? Huh? No offense to anyone. Image, right? I'll be back. We want to thank the lovely ladies from the Gardening Club. Thank you very much. Give them a round of applause for being here. You're lovely. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to water my plants. Well, look, we have a treat for you. Okay, we want to say hello to the oldest living man in America. He's 125 years old. We're going to go to him via satellite. His name is John Pittman. Mr. Pittman, so you're 125 years old.
What do you say? Fold the clothes? I ain't fold no damn clothes. I'm 125 years old. You crazy?
Well, Mr. Pittman, I got to tell you, on behalf of myself and everyone over here on Word on the Street, we want to say happy birthday to you.
What do you say? Marvin Gaye? Yeah, I like Marvin Gaye. Fucking sad. Let's get it on. Yeah.
Well, we got to go, and that's our show.
What do you say? I ain't no hoe. I'm too old to be hoeing.
Well, all right, I'll tell you. Listen, be good. And if you can be good at it. I'm your host, Martin Payne, for Word on the Street. Shake it, get it on up out of here. Love you, out of here. And wait. I'm digging it, I'm loving it. Gina, baby, this is whack.
Whack, what are you talking about? Look at your audience, they love you.
Hi.
Yes, my research is right, okay? Just trust me now.
Baby.
Hey, just trust
look,
me.
Maria, look, straight up, okay? I'm a brother from around the way. I am not feeling all this. This not me,
but,
this
but,
not
but,
me.
But we can get you into syndication, maybe even move you into a major network. Martin, do you know how much money you could make?
That's not the issue. Money is not the issue, okay?
But you are so good. Now, don't you think you should get paid for your talents?
There you go, always stepping to me with the money. No, what can a person get paid? Stepping with me with the money all the time. That's not a bad damn step either. Check this out. Did you see me and people in them? Huh? Huh? Look, fly, huh? You like to pose?
As fly can be, Mark.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's happening? How are you? Girl, did you see me on Soul Beat? Yeah. How fly can one man be, huh?
Baby, I don't think there's enough room in here for us and Martin's ego. Excuse me.
Well, there's gonna be plenty of room as soon as you shed your winter fur, gentle Ben. Yeah, I said it.
Hey, all right. Look, Martin, we going over to Nipsey's, man. You want to roll?
Oh, hush your mouth. I can't do that no more, Tommy. No, I got an image now. I got to watch that. I'm large now. People might recognize me.
Oh.
How that going to look on the kids?
Kids? Ain't no kids at Nipsey's. What you talking about?
Please, Pam, come on. Man, let's go, your woman. I can't have people all up in my business. I ain't trying to end up on no Inside Edition.
Martin, that's nice, but I think you're worried about all this a little bit too soon.
I'm worried? Well, if I'm worried, then you call people in them, you call Jet, and tell them what you said about me then.
Well, look, we'll be over at Nipsey's, all right?
You know what, Tom? Tom, check it out. Maybe I will come down to Nipsey's.
Yeah.
No, I forgot. I gotta go down to Crystal Room. Belma Johnson's interviewing me for Teen Summit. They say Belma's blowing up. They say the boy's blowing up.
What? That sounds like fun. Sorry, you guys, we can't join you at Nipsey's.
Oh, no, no, no. Gina, you can go. Yeah, you can go.
Oh, no, I thought you said we would get ready to get interviewed with Belma.
Oh, no, I said I. Yeah, yeah, they want to interview me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know, but this was all your idea, so don't feel bad. It's cool. It's cool. Give me my sugar. I got that roll. Mm-hmm. Hollywood. I tell you, y'all all look good. Y'all really do. It ain't just me. Y'all be cool, baby.
Oh, nice job, Gina. You made somebody who's already annoying more annoying?
Pam, please. Martin's not that bad, okay?
Oh, damn. Can't roll without my glasses. What was I thinking? Gotta look smart for my public. That's what the research shows. Image, right?
Yo, this ain't no Martin shit. Sure hope they ain't trying to change the brother up.
Everybody settle. And 3, 2.
Welcome to Word on the Street with your host, Martin Payne.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome. What's happening? Welcome to a hip-hop shebangity bang bang show, I'm gonna tell you. So we're gonna get right to my first guest. My first guest is Sweet Reggie. They call him the ladies' man. Give it up for Sweet Reggie. What's happening, Reg? What's happening? You cool? All right, say hello. All right, sit on down here. Reggie, good to have you. Yeah, did you have your Cadillac parked? All right, Reggie. I know you're smooth like that, aren't you? Well, Reggie, we're gonna get right to the point, and some people would describe you as a womanizer. What seems to be your problem, Reggie?
Hey, man, you know, I ain't got no problem, man. You know, I likes the ladies, and ladies like me, you know, that's all it is.
Well, I guess me and my studio audience would agree there's more to it than that, Reggie. Come on, would you share with us?
Share. Did you forget where you came from?
I haven't forgot anything. I know where I come from. If I can give you my address later, I would. But I, you know, but we're on air right now. Everything's cool, brother, for real. Hold on. Go ahead, pal. Speak, buddy. Speak.
Hey, look. African kings used to have 12 women at a time, you know? And I ain't up here on no talk show.
I used to be Shaka Zulu's old lady.
Point taken, ma'am. All right, Reggie, where...
You're a trip, man.
Well, I am that, Reggie. I am that. Well, Reggie, we're just trying to get to the bottom of what is troubling you. I think this is the forum where you want to kind of do that.
I kind of got it from my daddy, you know? Papa was a Rolling Stone, and wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Well, there you have it. This man is not responsible for his action. His papa was a Rolling Stone.
Wait a minute, Mark. You gonna let that string bean get away with that, man? Yo, check that fool like you used to.
What's wrong with you, man? You just mad because you can't get no woman.
Hold on. This is where I get control and I calm you down. Now, just hold on. This brother here, okay? This brother for real. He comes to all my show. This man is a fan.
Hey, look, man. Come on, man. Why don't you just read the questions off them cue cards like you supposed to? Because I really wasn't even talking to you.
Oh. Oh, damn. Ah, damn. I guess you don't know whose show this is, huh? This is my show. I run this, man. I do this how I'm supposed
Martin.
To do this.
Martin!
What?
Tone it down.
I ain't toning nothing down, Maria, and I ain't selling out.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Now, you need to respect the ladies the way the ladies want to be respected, yeah, Reggie, right. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, right. Look, man, I know how to treat the ladies, man. Just ask your auntie.
Oh! Well, apparently you don't know my auntie can whoop ass, and so can I. What's up, baby?
Martin, I saw the show. So you went back to your old format, huh?
Yeah, whooping ass is a format I'm more familiar with, Gina. Seems to be that's where I slang these things a little best. It works for me, yeah.
Are you okay?
Me? Cool. I mean, I'm cool. I'm all right. But check this out. I tried your research, Gina. And I'm not saying that your research don't work, but it don't work for me. Baby, I got to be true to my audience. Most importantly, Gina, no, I got to be true to myself. There ain't enough money in the world that's gonna make me change that.
Martin, I know. I've known you? Yes, I've known you long enough to know you gotta be your own man.
That's right.
And Martin, if I was in your position, I'd probably do the same thing.
So. Yeah, okay. All right, Gina, then you understand now, huh? Yes. You got to support me the way I support you.
Huh?
I mean, it ain't us against each other in that room. Or I gotta do it this way. You got to support me.
All right, Martin. All right. Oh, you know what? There was some research that I had already forgotten.
See, this is what I'm talking about. How are you gonna tell me you supporting me and now you coming up with the research, baby? I'm lost.
Very important. Look, shush.
What?
Research shows that I love you very much.
Well, come here. The research shows that your man loves you right back.
Oh, really?
Yes. And research shows that your man wants the luscious to place it on my lips. What's happening, baby?
Stupid.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Honey, I'm home. I'm just showing the audience there are different ways you can enter. That's all, man. A variety of ways.